This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, in some ways, the export sales report last week, the best in months. It's according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, PCCA. At 233,800 bales, net new sales nowhere near the highest of the season. But after you exclude sales to China, the combined current and next marketing year, net upland sales the highest since June, the second highest since March. So a broadening of demand for U.S. cotton is a welcome sign for traders who've been very concerned that the strong U.S. export demand has been overly reliant on sales to China, but a single week doesn't appear to be a trend yet. Shipments have continued at a rapid pace, so cumulative shipments since August 1st now stand at a record high for this time of year. Now, the latest crop progress condition report showing a general decline in the Mid-South and Southeast regions where unwanted rains, cloudy weather have dampened crop expectations. Across the Southwest, Oklahoma condition ratings made a sharp improvement with the increasing share of the crop rated good or excellent by 25 percentage points, now to 62%. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.